Okay, so I'm going to do something that is very bad, which is we're gonna talk about. I want to make sure we get to the new sugya today. I'm afraid if we start with the previous sugya, we're going to forget to get to today's sugya. But I want to make sure we do that. So we're going to start with today's sugya. We're not going to finish it, but everybody's in the middle of it, so I want to make sure we talk about it a little bit. We'll introduce, bring up some haros. We'll talk about it a little bit, and then I want to go back to the previous sugya a little bit, what some of the things we left out from yesterday. Hopefully we'll get to that, but at least this is a mikdam milsa. Let's make sure that we don't. Okay, so... So the Gemara says, Amar of Yitzchak Tefach Isha Erfa. Lamai, Ile Malista Kuleba, the Amar of Sheshas, Lava Mana Kas of Tachshitin Shebachot. And Tachshit and Shebifnim, Lo Malacha Kol Mistakel Besbiktana Shel Isha Ki Ilu Mistakel B'Makom HaTorah. So one big issue we're going to talk about, not so much today, is the Geder of Histaklos. What does Listakel mean? Is that different than Re'ia? Rambam, you have the word Re'ia, Habata, Histakel. We're going to have to work on that, but that's today we'll focus more on the Kriya Shema issues. Ela v'ishto ula kriyashma. So here the chiddush is that ishto, so even though it's mutter l'stakel, and kriyashma. Amar Rav Chista, shok b'isha erva, shenama gali, shok avri naharos b'ksiv, Tagel ervasech, v'gam tirech ervasech. So what's the chiddush of shok over tafach? That's what we're going to focus on today. We'll return to that in a moment. Amishmo kol b'isha erva, shenamar ki kolech arev umareich nava. So here the issues are, A, what type of kol, and B, what is this halacha? Is it halacha in Krishna? Is it halacha in general? I guess that's also potentially a question for Rav Chista, though almost certainly Rav Chista is also talking about Kriya Shema, because otherwise we'd have the same question as we said before, by Shok, right? What are we talking about if we're talking about the stock else? So then it's always Aser. But this halacha, as well as the next Rosh Hashanah, if we say we have four halachos here, three and four are ambiguous. Are they Kriya Shema? Are they general? Or are they both? Amr Shesha Sarvi Sherva, Shanamar Sarech Eder Azim, and then again we'll work on that later. So, as I mentioned, the big question here is what is the Chiddush of Shok once? I already know the halacha of Tefach. We'll start with the Rambam. Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam is in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam paskins the first, we had four, right? The first one, Hilchos Kriya Shema, he totally leaves out Shok. So we got Y. And then the last two, and Isurei Bia. So here, in terms of Kriya Shema, so the Rambam begins, Kishem Sha'asar, we're in Gimel Tazayin. Shem she'aser likros keneged soa, umei miraglaim, ad she'yarchik kach aser likros keneged ha'erva, ad she'yachzir chanav. First of all, we have to work on what's this kishim. What exactly is the equivalent of tsoa to tsoa? I mean, is it just that they're both aser? Is he saying more? There are many differences, as is clear from the Rambam. Ad she'yachzir panav, so that's also important. It's not enough to close your eyes. But it sounds like you don't have to turn your face. I mean, turn your body. Afilu goy o katan. I hope we're going to get back to katan today in just a couple of minutes. Lo yikra keneged ervasa. Afilu haisa mechitza shel zchuchas mafsak eshal v'hu roe es erva asr. We talked about this as a din in re'iyah. Asr likros ashi asr panav. Okay, so this is where we're our halacha. B'chol guf ha'isha erva. Lefikach lo yistakel b'guf ha'isha kishu kore. Afilu ishto. Imaya Megula, Tefach Migufa, O Yikra Kinegdo. So the Rambam is fascinating. What does the Rambam sound like he's saying? Right? He says, Kol Gufa Isha, first of all. Doesn't, no chilukim. Kol Gufa Isha. He doesn't say, Mekomos Ha Mechusim. He doesn't say, Shok. Kol Gufa Isha, it's Aser. And what's Aser? To be mistako, kshukore. Sounds like he's saying that when what? When a tefach is megula. Sounds like he's saying that the halacha is you can't say shema in the presence when you're being mistako, beisha. Now you'll say, but it's always asked to be mistako lishto, beisha. Yeah, but this is afilu lishto. What does istaklus mean? So we look at the Rambam in Isurei Bia when he paskins the halacha. This is Perek Chaf Aleph halacha base that it's aser l'stakel b'isha. So there he says, "Osa davar mechukos elu." Hare, these are things that people do that are maybe the day. Gili Arayos, he's referring back really to the Kal Chukos Elu because it's based off of the Lashon of the Psukim that he quoted in Halacha Aleph. Hareu Chashad al Arayos. Basar Ladim Likros Biadav Raglav, Alirmos Beinav, Lachman Arayos, Alishok Ima, Olako Rosha, Fil Lariach Bivsam Shaleha, Olahabit Biafia, Aser. Lahabit Biafia, Aser. Umakin Lemiskavain Ladavar Zet, Makas Mardos. Amistakel, filo be'etzba ketana, shalisha v'niskavim lehanos. So our Gemara didn't actually say it was niskavim lehanos, but the Rambam is saying what must it mean? It must mean miskavim leharos, but lehanos. Commission stakel makom atoref, v'afilo lishma kol ha'erva o lir o sa'ar asher. So in terms of Sar, we'll get back to this later, but just take note, it's a very fascinating thing, right? Because by Sayar, it sounds like even if you're not Mistaka Lehanos, even Liro Sayar, right? Now you might say, how could that be? Like Sayar is so, just Liro Sayar. Keep in mind that the Rambam held that Pinuyos and married women covered their hair. So actually, you shouldn't ever see someone's hair. But we'll get back to Sayar a little later, though it's take note of that. But let's talk here about it. So what comes out is that Shelo b'shashkriyasma, if you're mistako lehanos, miskavin lehanos, so that's when it's aser. Shelo lehanos is going to be mutter. And he says later on, in fact, this is something that you should do. For example, a doctor could be mistakel shelo lehanos, or one is trying to find a suitable spouse, they should be mistakel shelo lehanos, that's okay. So what's aser is mistakel lehanos. So kriyashma, what's aser, is even if you're mistakel shelo lehanos, right? If you're mistakel any woman, even your own wife, even someone who's mutter to be mistakel, that's what I would think is the pashtus in the Rambam. In other words, according to the Rambam, sound, if you ask me, could you say Kriya Shema in the presence of a woman whose face was uncovered, right? Something that the answer is, you can't be mistako. You can't be mistako, even though it's Mekomos HaMegulim, because he didn't say anything about Mekomos HaMechusim. And he says explicitly, "Shekol guf Ha'ish is an erva. And if we think about it, actually, the reason I sort of started with this, even though it's against everybody else, is because that's the simplest reading of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? If tafach b'isha erva, we say for what? Fishta krishma. Now, we originally thought it's talking about your whole body, right? And we say, well, it can't be that then even that's baktana, not a tafach. So we say, no, for tafach is only for ishto and krishma. And we're talking still about histaklus, right? In other words, we're changing the minimal amount from the havamina to the maskana. The havamina was the stakel. And we say, no, that lahanos, that can't be, because then it's even less than a tafach. Oh, no, it's a tafach and ishto. And therefore, that's the chiddush. So, l'chora, you don't have to be machzir panim, right? And that's medirkin around them, because the Rambam said before that when it's nerva, you have to be machzir panim. Here, the only thing that's asur is l'histakel. Shelo l'histakel, you could close your eyes or turn your eyes down or whatever it is. Just don't be mistakel. According to the Rambam, what's the chiddush of shok? That's the problem.
If we are medayik a lot in the word stakel, could that mean that even some sort of casual yo would be okay?
So, yesh, I didn't fully answer that question. Whatever stakelus is also, that's what I'm saying in the Rambam. The Rambam does distinguish between listakel and liros in Isser B, as we saw. So presumably liros is more casual. So listakel presumably does imply more than re'ia. Does that mean literally staring or, but something more, something more. Yeah.
Wouldn't the last part, the Rambam kind of contradict themselves in a way?
Which Rambam?
In the Rambam.
Helchos Kriyashma?
Can't read it when
we're... Shukore, right?
Shukore. But if Tevach Mikufa is already Megula, then he can't read Kinegda. So once she's already in his presence...
Oh, very good. Excellent. So, very, very good. So what does it mean in the Rambam? Let's read that line again. The chogu faisha erva lefikach lo yistakel b'faisha kashu korei afilu ishto imay migula tefach migufa lo yikra kenegdo. So you're asking a great kasha, right? In other words, here he says lo yikra kenegdo. Sounds like even if you're not mistakel. And here he says it's aser listakel. Oh. So this might be why the Beis Yosef / Kesef Mishnah, this is not the only reason, but he's going to maybe address this question. So the question is, if the only, let me read the line again. The chol gufa isha erva, lefikach lo yistakel begufa isha kshu korei. Right, so what's aser? Listakel, afilu ishto. Emaya Megula Tafach Migufa Lo Yikra Kenegdo.
Even without a stakel, maybe.
Right, that's his diak.
Meaning, but that would be the tariff, no?
So the answer is, so but then the Isser isn't, what are we saying? We're saying since there's an Isser Istaklos, it's Aser Likros Kenegdo.
Even without a stakel.
Even without a stakel. And you're saying it's a Xera. In other words, Lefikach Lo Yistakel is, that's really what we're concerned about. And therefore, but the chol gufa isha erva lefikach lo yistakel. So what's usher? I mean, it's hard to read, no? Lefikach lo yistakel b'gufa isha kashu kore afilu ishto imayim agula tefach migufa lo yikra kenegdo. Oh, Okay, maybe. So that's, I guess that's a plausible read. So you keep.
Maybe the previous line in the Rambam,
mm-hmm.
the Rambam says that a field kusi of patam leker neged or also, so neged.
Right.
Also, there was a chapter, he's assuming that when you're neged, you are ro.
You're ro, but you're not mistakel.
Okay, but, okay. Then, yeah, but nonetheless, it's not a.
So you want to say, I mean, that's the problem of Roa and Mistaka, right? You're suggesting that anytime you're Kenegdo, there's a presumption that you'll be Mistaka or something like that.
Or at least it doesn't seem to be in the round, at least something, I don't know exactly. But.
Well, that's the problem. Well, what is it exactly? What, how are you, do you have a?
I don't have a pshat.
You don't have a pshat. Okay, fine. So how does the Kesher Mishnah learn? Kesef Mishnah says, "V'imaya megula tafach migufa, haynu dafka mimakom mechusa sheba." No, Rambam is not different than everybody else. He says megula tafach. It means makom mechusa. But of course, it's not relevant to her hands, to her face. And his raya, the lishna de megula dayakachi. Now, there's the word megula implies that he's saying it's not the way I read megula. I read megula as uncovered, right? In other words, if an area of her body the size of a tefach is uncovered, then you can't be mistako, right? Okay, if she's wearing a burqa, you could be mistako. But otherwise you can't. Now it doesn't mean she has to wear a burqa. It just means that if you're saying Shema around a woman, so then it's aser. But then you can't be mistakel or maybe even kenegda. But he's saying no, that doesn't make any sense. The word megula doesn't mean that. Megula means mekomos hamechusim, something uncovered which would normally be covered. And since your face, let's say, would not normally be covered, you wouldn't call it megula. So if so, then what comes out? So now, let's see, does this address your diuk, right? So what does he say? V'chol gufa isha erva. Now, chol gufa isha, what does that mean? I mean, it means anything of the body could potentially be an erva if it's derech lios megula. It's not kol. L'fikach lo yistakel b'gufa isha k'shu kore afilu ishto im haye megula tefach migufa. Lo yikra kenegdo. We still haven't really addressed that lo yikra kenegdo issue, right? It's the same problem. But that's what comes up. So we have two ways to read the Rambam. Either the Rambam is really much more on his own, unlike all the other Rishonim, and saying that this din applies to any makom, or the more narrow, lenient reading of the Rambam of the Beis Yosef. Okay. So let's turn to the Rashba. So the Rashba, oh, and Shok, I don't know. Shok is taka very shver for the Rambam. Maybe he thinks it's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's some answers suggested, but I don't really know how they work. I didn't understand them. So let's turn to the Rashba.
I mean, it's possible that, at least, I don't know why the Gemara mentioned Shok, but the Rambam, like in the story of Bia, maybe the Rambam is incorporating.
Well, if you learn, sorry, I should take that back. If you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, then you could strip the Rashba into the Rambam of Shok. In other words, Shok is what teaches us basically that it's Mekomos Mechus, Mekomos Mechusim.
Well, the Pashas the Chora is that the Rambam would put Shok in the story of Bia. No, because the Rambam.
But he doesn't.
Well, I'm saying, but.
So that would be a great answer.
Something, I'm going to try and
but then why in Isarabia didn't he say Shok?
So he says that's what the time. So the question is, what is the Chiddush in the Gemara?
Yeah, then the Gemara should ask the same. They should ask the same kasha on the Gemara. Should ask the same kasha on.
If one wants to put in the Rashba, put in the Rashba into the Rambam. Maybe
you could. That's what I'm saying. If you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, then
no, but it's not really the Kesef Mishnah. And this is the Nichols Kriya Shmuel. But there's an Isuri Bia question. That part of the Gemara.
Isuri Bia. What's the Chiddush of Shok? Sorry, what are we teaching me? There's no Chiddush of Shok even at Sbaktana.
For men, it is Erev for women.
But even at Sbaktana is not an Erev.
But it's not Hasbro Lukat.
It is Hasbro Lukat at Sbaktana, Lihanos.
Lihanos, yeah.
So and Shalom Lihanos, there's no Isuri. He didn't say any Isuri, and Isuri Bia. Even not for that. So it doesn't Paskin Shok and Isuri Bia. Okay, so let's see. So that's why, so again, if you look like the Kesef Mishnah, maybe, I think it's a little bit of a hard read in a Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. But if you learn like the Kesef Mishnah, then you could shtup the Rashba into the Rambam. If you don't learn like the Kesef Mishnah, then I don't know, the only thing I could think of is it's a machlokas in a Gemara. Taka, there is no Chiddush. There is a debate, tefach or shok. And we pass in tefach. That's not a great reading. Okay, let's look at the Rashba. Amrav Chista Shok Bisherva, Vidafka Lacherim, Ulanashim, Umishum Hirher. So he starts off by telling us a number of very important things. Sort of interesting that the Rashba starts off by Shok, not Tefach. He's going to get back to Tefach. Even though this line also applies to Shok, also applies to Tefach, presumably. So what is he saying? Dafka Lacherim, meaning Lacherim, but not yourself, for yourself, for herself, let's say, shok is not an erva, like we know, as he's about to say, she could be kotzachal aruma, except her erva mamish. In other words, we have objective ervas where us are even atmo versus shok, which is only lacherim, ule anashim, and why? Mishum here, right? So we have objective ervas, those of us are regardless. Even Latzmo, even if presumably there's no hirher. And then there is Shok, which is Acherim, Anashim, and hirher. And he proves it from that Gemara of Latzma lo, Daktani Haisha Yoshevis Kotzalachalas Aruma. Now, from that Gemara, you can't prove Anashim. All we know is Latzma that's Mutter. How does Rashba jump to Anashim and Anashim? Presumably, because Maishna, in other words, since this is a din and hear her, so then there is no hear her for other Anashim. And therefore, he says, Dafka Anashim.
He says, Dafka Lacherim Ula Anashim. And he says, Avala Atma is okay, but leaves out the middle category of other woman. How do you see Medea?
Because he says, Anashim. Acherim meaning not herself. And what type of Acherim? Anashim. Now, you could, I mean, I think it's implied, Aval Atma Ulinashim. But what you're pointing out is that the raya he brings can't prove Anashim, right? The raya only proves Acherim. So you have to say, Maishna, like the Gra says, there's what once where it shouldn't make any difference. If it's because of Hirher, then that's okay. Does that mean there's no hear her ever for Nashim? So it's a discussion. The Prima Gadin, maybe. Wait, what's the halacha for, we know, for a man and a man, they can't be touching each other, even back to back, right? What about a woman and a woman? Well, that's a discussion. But here, you know, there's certainly not going to be hear her. That's what the Rashba says. As you know, the Rush sounds like, though it's very unclear, it sounds like he's saying Acherim in general, whether Anashim and Nashim. And why do I say it's unclear? It's hard to read that Rush straight. Maybe we won't read it inside now. And as you saw in the Divrei Chamudos, it says Acheros twice there. Do they mean the same thing or not? Rush was somewhat ambiguous, but at the very least, the Rama understood the Rush as saying Acheros are Aser. So what does that mean? So maybe we'll say, in other words, that a woman cannot say Shema in the presence of another woman if, let's say, Shoka Megula. So why is that? There's no her. Let's assume Rashi's right. So why should that be? So maybe we'll say that, well, because this is an objective erva. But then it should be also even for yourself, right? Even for herself. So it must be the Rashi agrees that there's two dinim, that there's la'atma, objective erva. So then what is this din? Then why should it be usher if it's not going to be goyim hirer? Right? And that's really more or less the Gra's question. And the Gra thinks this is such a shver kasha that nobody says this. The he says it's a tos, and he changes the gears of the Rush. Again, not just because of this kasha, but because in general it's a hard read. He says instead of acheros, it's acherim. And that's the easiest way to deal with the problem, and then there's no machlokas. But if we read if we don't change the gears, we read like the Rama. So what's he arguing about? Now there might be a view in the Rishonim who holds that there's not two dinim. There's just one that would probably be the din of the Rif. The Rif doesn't quote all this. Why doesn't the Rif mention any of this? Says the Rashba and the Ravid. It's very simple, because we already concluded that agavos aren't an erva. Well, if agavos aren't an erva, certainly not choke, certainly not tefach. Fine. In other words, the Rif didn't hold to those two dinim. It's only one halacha, erva. So if agavos, if you're allowed to say shma with exposed agavos, so agavos aren't an erva, so you could also be exposed to somebody else's agavos, and then certainly choke or tefach or the like. Okay. But that's not the Rush either. So what is the Rush and the Rashba arguing about? In other words, they both agree that there's two dinim, right? Again, the Rashba's two dinim are objective erva, which is also even la'atzma, and then there's tefach or shok. That's not a chefza shel erva. That's simply aser mishum hirer, and therefore only aser b'makom hirer for men, not women.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody chodesh l'nashim themselves those?
We might be, but not for this, presumably. In other words, as I was alluding to the Prima Gadim in a different context, it doesn't mean that there's never a chashash of hear her bein nashim, but it's hard to believe. I don't see anyone that applies that here. In other words, even those that say that don't, in certain other contexts, don't apply it here as far as what I've seen so far. So the Rashba is simple. Right, again, he's making a jump in the Gemara, but it's simple to understand. What would the Rush hold? So Lechora, the Rush, like we said, also holds his two dinim. So why should it apply to a Isha? So he holds that since a Tefach Megula is Gorim hear her, so therefore it's Aser. Anything that's Gorim hear her, you can't say Shema in its presence, whether you're man or woman. Just like we're not going to start being machalik between women and women. We're not going to say, nobody's going to say, even Rashba will agree that if you have a particular shok that's not going pure, she's 95 years old, right? So there's no, so it's, oh, it's okay. Since the whole issur is because of her, just like it doesn't apply for a woman, it won't apply to man. No, we say some type of low plum. So what the Rush is saying is that anything that is a body part that's Gorim hear her is aser for anyone to say Shema in that presence, but not for yourself. Okay, we'll see. So now the question, though, is, which the Rashba is the first to at least explicitly address, is what is so special about Shok after we already know Tefach? So the Rashba's answer is that what's Chiddush of Shok? The Chiddush of Shok is the Chiddush of Shok is that even though this is something that for men is not exposed, so you might have thought it's okay for women as well. No, Kamash Malan, that since women do cover their Shok, so it's Aser. In the end of the day, then there is no something, nothing special about choke. Choke is megala, what the din of tefach is. The gra is medayik. That seems to be the psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Why? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention choke. Why? Because he does, in a sense, he's incorporated the limud of choke when he said that a tefach is aser for things that are darach lios mechuso. What other pshatim do we have? So the Chai Adam, and this is Dalet Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Brura says this as well, says probably what I would say is the simplest reading of the Gemara answer. Answer is, Shok is objective, as opposed to Tefach is subjective. We already saw that Tefach is subjective. Have we seen that, right? The Shulchan Aruch, the Rashba, everyone, except for possibly the Rambam, says that tefach means tefach of davar shedarko lios mechusa. So the chiddush of shok is that even if it's not darko lios mechusa, even if you live in a society where women don't cover their shok, now you might say, well, pizza-stick of society is that. We know such societies, but the truth is one of the big questions for shok, which we're not going to get to today, is going to be the question of what is a shok? Is a shok the thigh? Is a shok the whole leg? The kni? So we'll have a chance to talk about that, but to sort of foreshadow, and again, we'll hopefully tomorrow, I think we'll work on this, but the Mishnah Brura says, following earlier sources, that the shok means the thigh up to and possibly including the knee. And we might say, as many Achronim assume, the same thing applies to the arms. So it would be the upper arm up to and possibly including the elbow. But the lower leg, so then that would be Talui and Minagamako. There's a lot of evidence that the shok is the whole, it includes the calf, right? Is the lower part of the leg as well. Now, Chalitza, for example, the straps go up to the shok. You don't like, you ever seen a chalitza sandal? It's like a flat thing on the bottom with like ritzuos. It doesn't go all the way up the thigh. There are a lot of other places where you see that the Chazon Ish brings many rayos from various tchumen of halacha. Sounds like the shok includes the lower leg as well. It's a pshuto shel mikra. If you look at the dat mikra on the Sefer Shoftim, so again, could be Lashon Mikra Lachud. You can't bring that much of a raya from there. But there's a lot of evidence in support of this. That's going to be a big question. But of course, if you assume that shok includes the lower leg, so then you could certainly have a society where the shok isn't covered, right? That's not the dar, like our society. I'm not talking about the society outside, you know, people who don't believe in sneas. I'm talking about people who do believe in sneas. And our nashim snuos, but they cover their upper leg, but they don't cover their lower leg. So what's halacha in that case, right? What's halacha again? Or it could be the upper leg in a place they didn't know. It doesn't really matter for us for now, right? The point is, what's the halacha in a place where the shok is not? It's not the derech to cover the shok, whatever shok is. So the chayadam, the Mishnah Brura, they argue that the halacha is that it's aser. And that's the chiddush of shok. It's a beautiful answer. A beautiful answer. Why do we need shok after we have tefach? Tefach is only relevant for makomos to be mechusa. And shok is objective, and therefore it applies even if it's not. Okay, that's a great answer. Do any Rishonim say it? Do any Achronim say it before the Mishnah Brura, before the Chayadam, I should say? Well, there's a allusion to this psak, not necessarily this reading of the Gemara. Actually, if you look at the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rosh, he didn't read the Gemara this way, but he does Paskin this way, because he writes that, this is on the bottom of the Rosh, he writes, Avoner be'enai, the makel shirgilus anashim, legalos ve'osehen, regilus lios, pasuach, ad samach le'dadeha, tel minagra, the Koran Ibrahim, takim chukim lo tovim, the tefach b'isha erva. See, actually says it's part of tefach, but he paskins his halacha that when it comes to nashim, a society where nashim are regilos legalos velosehen, presumably this roa is part of the shok, this is din of shok, or maybe. So then it still is a din of erva. It's not actually reading the Gemara this way, but that psak of the Mishnah Brura does emerge from this as well. So this is the Mishnah Brura's psak. Now, it would be a humongous chumra if you think the Chazon Ish is right about the definition of shok, but it's also, but even the Mishnah Brura doesn't, he adopts the makel view, but it's a very big chumra nonetheless, right? Especially if you equate arms and legs, right? So this would mean that short sleeve shirts for women are usher, even if it's a minug that they do wear it. Okay, we'll talk about again tomorrow this, well, the equation of arms and legs. Is that true? And where does it come from and the like? But that's a very important fact. So again, does anybody say this before the Mishnah Brura? So Rabbi Willig has a very important piece on this in the Am Mordechai. Chelek. Simen Tes Zayin Os Gimel. Rabbi Willig says that nobody holds in this Mishnah Brura. And I'm going to prove it to you. Look at the Prima Gadim, Mishpat Zav Aleph, and he says, he quote raises this question, he says there are three answers. And we'll talk about his other two in a moment, but none of those three answers are the Mishnah Brura's answers, right? There's the Rashba's answer, two other variations, one is the Bach, one is sort of in light of the Chiddush of Agos Maimonios. We could say this. We'll get to their answers in a moment. But the point is, they didn't give this answer the Mishnah Brura. Now, if the Mishnah Brura's answer is probably the most simple and straightforward answer, right? The Prima Gadim didn't quote it. And so nobody said this answer before the Mishnah Brura. In which case, maybe in a society where, again, I'm jumping from Kriya Shema to regular tznias, but leaves open the possibility in a society where women wear short sleeve shirts, it's mutter to wear short sleeve shirts. So we'll get to that shortly. But so therefore, Rabbi Willig's mahalich is nobody says like the Mishnah Brura. Well, is that really true? So there's certainly a bunch of Rishonim who say something very close to the Mishnah Brura. The question is, do they say like the Mishnah Brura? Who are they? So let's start with, and then we'll look at the Mishnah Brura's Raya himself. Start with, though, the Ritva. So the Ritva is L'chora addressing this question, and the Ra'as is the same thing, more or less, as they almost always do. The Ritva says, Shok b'isha erva, kamash malan, Sha'afal b'isha pa'amim hu nigla, dino kemako mechusa, shumevi lide erva. So the Ritva says that the chiddush of shok is that even though pa'amim hu nigla, in other words, it would seem that as opposed to tefach is, if you, non-shok, if something is ordinarily covered, but not always covered, sometimes pa'amim hu megula, so then it's not begader tefach, but it is begader shok, right? And what's the difference? Why should shok be different? So the answer is, because it's maybe lida erva. There's something about the shok that is particularly arousing, I suppose we could say, right? The Taz, after the Taz is more specific answer, but it's Lashon, he says similar point in terms of the Metzias, Shumakum Hiru Yoser Misharivar. So there's something particularly arousing in the shok. And therefore, the halacha is that a shok is aser if it's makom shelifamim niglav. Now this is the Mishnah Berurah's answer, but it's still, is it a refutation to Rabbi Willow's position? No, because it could, theoretically you could still argue, according to the Ritva, that if you had a place where nobody covered, it's not just lefamim, it's megula, but nobody covers their shoker. Not nobody, but it's commonly uncovered. Most people don't typically cover it. So then maybe even he would agree, right? Unclear. You could say that the Ritva would agree to the Mishnah Berurah's Chumrah because it's mevi lidei erva, it's particularly shaykh to be mevi lidei erva, so even, or no, maybe the Ritva would disagree. So the Ritva, in a sense, does give this answer of the Chayada, of the Mishnah Berurah, but we still can't extrapolate from here to the case of what about if nobody does it? Now, why didn't he say that case if he did agree? Well, maybe because, that you'd have a place that nobody covers their show. But to have a place that the show does, is commonly comes up. And that's what the Tosfos HaRash says as well. So it's the Ritva, the Ra'ah, the Tos HaRash. His lashon is the lotema pa'amim sha'isha magbas begadeha be'ein darka lios mechusa. Right, a woman is crossing the river. The other poskim say she's all sorts of reasons why you might uncover the shok. Again, we still have to figure out what the shok is, but whatever it is. So in all those cases, they're certainly machmir. So they hold of this chiluk, but we don't know if they go as far as the Mishnah Berurah, who assumes that under all circumstances and no matter what, even in a society where everybody doesn't cover it, if this would still be true. Yeah, Adam.
Would that be, I mean, you feel like if you ever say shul is up to the ankle, that would never work with that. I mean, if you say it's something that
you're saying out. You're different at Zroa. So well, I mean, that's the Tiferet Shmuel. He's the one who mentions Rawa.
No, I'm saying the Ritva says Shulk is something that's something more out. I mean, I think that would
be. Yeah.
I think once you define Shulk as that,
you're saying it's more likely to be the thigh than the lower.
It can't be the.
I can't. That's one of the reasons why many poskim say women can't wear pants. It's there's something about the legs. Is different. So you might be right. It's certainly more intuitive if you're right. I don't know enough about arousal patterns to say that that's for sure. Maybe it's exactly what he said, since it's something that she usually covers, and she just picks it up when she crosses a river and things like that, then it's more chamor than other parts. But I don't know, right? A shtickle rai l'chamor, but again, I want to get to the rise of the shok, what it is later, but right, if you look, for example, at the contrast to many of the Rishonim, like the Rash, Shok, as opposed to Panim, Yadayim, and Raglayim, which sounds like hands and feet and face are non-Shok. Yes?
So, first of all,
I am assuming, and I haven't proven this assumption yet at all, you have to be mechase the shok. But you're right. Absolutely right. Maybe it's not true. Maybe there's nothing wrong with her occasionally exposing it. Stuff in Grishma. All I meant to say is, and I have no, I was making that jump, actually sort of because of the Mishnah Berurah, but I haven't done the base. So I'm going to take that back for now. We'll have to discuss that tomorrow. Right now, all that interests me is the Taita of the Gemara, which is what is the Chiddush of Shok after I know Tefach? Answer, the Ritva says, and the Ra'ah and the Tos HaRash all say the Chiddush of Shok is, even though it's Lifamim Mechusa, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying the Chiddush of Shok is even if it's always Mechusa, which might be the same answer, but might not.
And then also, would it be macro and shorts? Or what I'm assuming is the same.
Well, again, those types of questions we're going to get to tomorrow, right? It's true. Yes.
The way the Ra'ah said it, which was kind of happy, it could also be dope that he's saying the Kamash Malon is not that Shok is objective, so we don't care. It's just that Kamash Malon that lift Amin isn't good enough, and really you need Tamid, Ragil, Leos, Mugula.
Yeah, Kamash. You could say that, correct. I agree. Kamash Malon that unless it's Tam and Magula, it's awesome. Yeah.
For anything,
right. The reason why I might not want to say that is because then he said in the previous piece, Tafach Lisha'erva b'makom, Pirsh b'makom, d'no glios machusa. Okay, you could say that. I think, okay. So what other rayas? We have, I guess, two more things we still need to do before we get back to the main sugya for today. Number one is, what other rayas does the Mishnah Berurah have? And two is, what are the other pshatim in the Rishonim? So the Mishnah Berurah has two rayas, one from the Rokeach and two from the sugya in Ksubis. So what's Ksubos? That's the din of Das Yehudis. Zroseha Megulos is Das Yehudis. What's the din of halacha of Das Yehudis? Well, we'll have a chance more to do this when we do Kisur Seyar. But the halacha is a woman forfeits her ksuba if she violates Das Moshe or Das Yehudis. Doesn't mean doing any aveira. It means an aveira that has an impact on their marriage. Right? If she's mechalala Shabbos, she doesn't necessarily lose her ksuba, but if she feeds him treif, it does. And likewise, if she's preaches stick. And so Das Moshe are things that are, let's say, the simple meaning of the Gemara is Asher Midaraisa, and Das Yehudis are things that are Nahu Benos Yisrael. And one of them is Roseh Megulos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you see that it's objective. Now, you could question that right as well. I think Rabbi Willard makes this point that maybe that's just because that's the Minhag, right? That's exactly what Das Yehudis is. Things that women, Jewish women, accepted upon themselves. I think, suppose the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that the things that are Das Yehudis have now been categorized as a erva. Maybe it's true, and therefore it's aser, but it doesn't seem like such a strong raya. You could read the Gemara that way and then extrapolate. Maybe that'll get to an interesting question that we'll talk about when we do Kisur Seyers. What about if you have what would be in a society where whatever the Gemara calls Das Yehudis for Kisur Seyer, right? It means Midaraisa Kalsa is enough. Achlokas, what that is, let's say Rashi, some type of small basket on her head. And Midrabanan, you need more than a Kalsa. Not Midrabanan, Midas Yehudis, you need more than a Kalsa. So Mishnah Berurah is saying that means basically Midrabanan. Maybe it originated from Minhag Benos Yisrael, but it's, and what would be then if it changed? What would you say over there? So we'll get back to that. The second Rai brings is from a Rokeach. It's quoted by the Elia Rabba. So what does the Rokeach actually say? Very interesting. The Se'ar, Bein Shal Ishto, Bein Shal Isha Cheres. This is, by the way, Shin Chaf Dalet. O Shoka, O Tefach Bivasar, O Bizro Seha Megulos Aser. So what's the diuk? Again, let me read you the lashon. V'seyar, bein shal ishto, bein shal isha cheres. O shoka, so seyar zaser, shok is aser, o tefach bizara, or tefach, o bizro o seha, megulos. So he's assuming that what does that mean? Shok must be different than tefach b'vsaro b'zroseh megulos. And if so, it must mean it's objective. But it could mean something else. It could mean maybe even pachos mitefach. In other words, certainly the rokeach is saying that there's some chumrah for tefach, right? But what is that chumrah? Not clear. One possibility is it's regardless of whether it's dark to be covered. That's the way the Shartzion apparently read it. I'm not sure, though, why you have to read that. Again, there are other options, as other Rishonim himself make this distinction. So that brings us to the other answers to this question. Okay, so far, what answers have we had? We had the Rashba's answer, maybe the Rambam Shita. We've talked about the Mishnah Bura / Ritva Ra'ata Sarash. So I guess we'll just do it the way it's presented in the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim's second answer is the Bach. Bach Kasa Deshok B'ishto Pachos Mitafach HaDe'erva L'Kriyashma. So the Chiddush is even Pachos Mitafach. That's the answer. Tafach B'isha Erva, Shok B'isha Erva. So that's actually very Gishmak. Shok, even Pachos Mitafach. Right? And that's what the Taz says as well. And again, the reason is like the Taz says, Shumakom her Yoser. The third answer, Derav Chista Ba Lomar, Debeisha Cheres, Pachos Mitafach Nami, the Naket Shok, Duadin Shari Varma Mechusim, Ukagos Maimonios. What did Hagos Maimonios say? What did Hagos Maimonios say? But Gosman now says a very interesting thing. He says that there's a difference between ishto and isha acheres for pachos mitafach, meaning to say that we know that ishto and tafach is okay. So it is aser, but pachos mitafach is okay, right? Even from mekomos mechusim. So is that always true? So Gosmanonia says, no, that's only true for Ishto. But everybody else, no. Now the Gosmanonia, I would say, just gets it from the Diok of the Gemara, it's Ishto. But the Prima Gadim thing, you could use that Chiluk to explain the difference. What Shok? What do you mean? How does Shok teach me that? No, Shok is a Simen Ludavar, sort of like what the Rashba says, but different. Shok is an example of, it's Pachos Mitafach. And that's because anything that's dark olios mechusa pachos mitafach is aser for isha cheres. It's a little bit of a kvetch, I think, but that's the third answer of the Prima Gadim.
Well, it's the first battle for Esba Katana.
Esba's only staka elhanos. Now, and it's not dark olios mechusa, right? Now, in the end of the day, it's like the Rashba. What I'm saying is that for isha cheres, there's only one din. It's kolshu of davar shelios dark olios mechusa. So tafach basically teaches me for isha, it's a tafach, and shok teaches me for isha cheres, it's pachos mitafach. Both of them talking about if it's dark olios mechusa. And why we pick shok to be merames to that is just, I guess it's an extra chiddush, so that's what it's referring to. The Hagos Maimonides is interesting because he doesn't tell you the makor. Like, how did that Hagos Maimonios know that? So if you learn like the Prima Gadim, you have an answer. It might just be because he thinks it's aser, even Shalovik Shas Kriya Shema. Maybe Staff of Mustaka. Anyway, fine. We're out of time. So that is that. Okay. So I guess we're not going to get to the other sugya. We'll pick up tomorrow, business. I don't know. Maybe we'll never get to the other sugya. We'll have to figure out. Share the notes.
I'm missing Aaron. No one's